This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel is bracing for retaliation from Iran after a senior Hamas leader was killed there on Wednesday, with Iran blaming Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel has stepped up security at its embassies around the world and warned citizens to be on alert after Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Iran, allegedly by Israel. Israeli analysts say the operations against both a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut and Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran were victories for Israel but will trigger retaliation. Haniyeh, who was the political leader of Hamas, had been living in Qatar. In April, an Israeli airstrike killed three of his sons in Gaza. Palestinians in Gaza say his death will make them more committed to fighting Israel. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The White House said on Wednesday it does not see an escalation of conflict as unavoidable following the assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh.
We don't believe that an escalation is inevitable, and there's no signs that an escalation is imminent.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby also said the U.S. is still working to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas terrorists in Gaza. Kirby said it was too early to say whether the latest events in the Middle East would affect prospects for a ceasefire agreement. The United States on Wednesday urged its citizens to not travel to Lebanon, citing rising tensions between Israel and the Lebanon-based Hezbollah group. The U.S. State Department raised its travel advisory to Lebanon to level 4, which says do not travel. The State Department advised Americans in Lebanon to depart, if at all possible.